All right, good morning and welcome. We're going to bring in our first newsmaker of the morning. He is someone you know the name of well if you pay attention to public policy here in our region and our Granite State, First in the Nation presidential primary state, former Vice President Mike Pence joining us, GMI Studios out of the gate. Good morning, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Jack Heath, it is great to be on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thanks for having me on.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. How important is New Hampshire in the terms of the First in the Nation presidential primary? You seem to have respected the state more than once. You've been coming up here. You're on your way here for the state Senate Republican fundraising event. How important will New Hampshire be in the run-up to 2024?
Well, obviously, the Granite State always looms large in determining the direction of the nation. But I'm coming to New Hampshire today because I'm concerned about where the country is today. I mean, the truth of the matter is that the Biden-Harris administration's policies of open border, runaway spending, driving inflation, higher gasoline prices, unconstitutional mandates to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, and, of course, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. I think, frankly, our country's in a lot of trouble, and the opportunity to come up today to meet with good Republicans, but also to talk about why every American should stand firm against the big government socialist policies of Build Back Better in the Biden administration. It's a great privilege for me, and I'm frankly looking forward to being in Manchester and being in New Hampshire to make that case.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, good morning, New Hampshire. While you mention things now and all those issues we talk about daily, out of the national media kind of doesn't really focus on a lot of the things you talked about. But when you mention things now, I do want to jump ahead, come back to the midterms. But how seriously are you considering a run for president in 2024?
Well, Jack, I can honestly tell you that Pence's always tell our closest friends, you know, that we'll go where we're called. But right now, our focus is 2022. I've been traveling the country over the last 8 months, supporting candidates for the House, the Senate, governor's candidates. And I just think 2022 is a year that we can win it all back, and then we'll let the future take care of itself. But we got to win the Congress, we got to win state houses around the country, and we got to lay a foundation to really turn this country around, and to set us on a path to renewed commitment to freedom, to free market economics, to a strong national defense, to secure borders, conservative judges, and we've got to stop saddling future generations with a mountain range of debt. I mean, the Biden-Harris administration is pushing this Build Back Better bill with billions of dollars in taxes and debt. They say it's $2 trillion, but, Jack, I think you know, your listeners know, it's closer to $5 trillion at a time that we have more, almost $30 trillion in national debt. We need to restore our commitment to the principles that will get this economy growing again and set us on a pathway toward prosperity and fiscal responsibility for generations to come.
If my memory is correct, when Governor Sununu was governor in this previous term and you were vice president during the Trump administration, you had a pretty good open line. I remember you had a good relationship, probably still do, with Governor Chris Sununu, who was a regular on this show, as you well know, and I guess the country knows. He opted to back off or not run for the U.S. Senate in the midterms coming up to take on Democrat incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan. Were you surprised or disappointed with that decision? Some people in Washington were, because they wanted him to go, thought he'd be the best Republican to win that seat. And what are your thoughts? Is Maggie Hassan, Senator Hassan, beatable or not in this midterm election?
Well, look, two things. Number one, I was for Chris Sununu before it was cool. Jack, maybe you were too. I mean, Governor Chris Sununu, I think, is one of the best governors in America. I told him that, you know, while we would have loved to seen him get in that race, whatever decision he and his family made would be the right decision. And I deeply respect him and consider him a friend. But Maggie Hassan, Senator Hassan, is part of the reason I'm coming to New Hampshire. Look, just not a lot of talk about the hundreds of billions of dollars in tax increases. There's about $800 billion in tax increases in this Build Back Better bill that are going to hit small business New Hampshire right between the eyes. And there's a lot of focus on a couple of other Democrats who are holding out and digging in on the Build Back Better bill. But look, the Live Free or Die State, the Granite State, I think people ought to respectfully let Senator Maggie Hassan know that we're tired of this big government socialism rolling out of Washington, D.C., this avalanche of spending and higher taxes is the last thing we need at a time of inflation, at a time when our economy is continuing to struggle to get back on its feet. And it's one of the reasons why I'm coming and doing a Heritage Foundation event today in Manchester. It's about saving our paychecks, it's about turning our country around. Mm-hmm. And Senator Maggie Hassan will loom large in the ultimate determination of whether that Build Back Better Big Government Socialist Bill passes or whether we hit the brakes on their runaway spending agenda.
Former Vice President Mike Pence on Good Morning New Hampshire before your trip to New Hampshire. I don't want to hold you, but I want to ask you this. Just in the last week alone, we had Governor Chris Christie, former Republican presidential candidate, likely again in 2024. We had Senator Tom Cotton on the show the other day, Republican from Arkansas, coming up, of course.
And two great friends.
Yeah. And one of the things Governor Christie talked about was his thoughts on former President Trump. When I asked him if it was the party of Trump or an evolving Republican party, he said that he just thinks that in his words, I'm paraphrasing, you probably heard this, he thinks that the former president can be more effective helping Republicans win the House or Senate in the midterms if he doesn't focus on trying to relitigate the last election and look ahead on issues like you said, inflation, staffing shortages, COVID, Joe Biden, Afghanistan, the Southwest border. And my question to you is, do you agree with that somewhat? Because the former president still seems to hammer the last election results. You had to certify Joe Biden as the next president. So is it the party of Trump or Republican Party evolving? And do you think former President Trump can be effective if he focuses on the midterms and all these issues you articulated earlier?
No, I fully expect that President Trump is going to engage in the effort to win back the Congress at a very significant level. And look, elections are always about the future. And I can tell you that there is not a common-sense conservative voter in the country that doesn't share my concern, and I'm sure the president's concern, about the direction this country's taken. I mean, literally, the Biden administration, it seems like their agenda, Jack, was just literally every day undoing all the successful policies of our administration. And they unleashed the worst border crisis in 30 years, the worst inflation in 40 years. It breaks my heart that more people have been lost to the coronavirus pandemic this year than in the first year as our administration marshaled our national response, and I led the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And of course, I know your deep devotion to veterans, Jack. It's legendary, far beyond the Granite State. But I have to tell you, as the father of a United States Marine, father-in-law of a Navy pilot, it just grieved my heart. To see this disastrous and disgraceful withdrawal from Afghanistan. I can't help but believe that, you know, the tanks that are marshaled on the border of Ukraine, right. The table pounding by the Iranians at the negotiations when the Biden administration is talking about reentering the Iran nuclear deal, all prove the fact that weakness arouses evil.
Right.
In our administration, it was peace through strength. We rebuild our military. We launched the U.S. Space Force. And I have to tell you, it's why it's so important right now. We win back the Congress, win back state houses, reelect great governors around the country. We hold the line in 2022. And then I'm confident the American people will set it right in 2024.
Well, lightning round, 30 seconds. I'm going to let you go and thank you for your time, former Vice President Mike Pence. But thank you for your family of service with your both the Marine and the Navy member. But real quickly, lightning round, you think it's any coincidence? You touched upon Afghanistan. You think it's any coincidence right now that we're being tested, this administration, with Vladimir Putin on the border of Ukraine and China with Taiwan and maybe opening a base in the Atlantic? And then secondly, you said if the calling was there, you'd look at 2024, you and your family, to run. Does it matter what former president, your former boss, President Trump, does? If he does or does not run, does that affect your decision? So just real quickly, do you think we're being tested right now by China and Russia? And does what Donald Trump run or not run affect Mike Pence?
The beacon of freedom, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, is always being tested. It's just more obvious sometimes. And I have no doubt in my mind that the missteps of this administration, that disgraceful withdrawal, which I think was the greatest national embarrassment of our country since the Iran hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter, it has emboldened nations around the world who want to challenge the United States and want to push back against freedom. And it's one of the reasons why I wasn't in on the conversation yesterday. I spent a lot of time in that Situation Room, but you know, the reports that the Biden administration is talking about economic sanctions and other measures is welcome. But remember, the Obama-Biden administration sent blankets and meals to Ukraine. We sent missiles and armaments. And the reality is that under the last time Joe Biden was wandering around the White House as vice president, now he's president, Vladimir Putin grabbed Crimea and only faced a hand slap of sanctions from the world community. And right now, quite frankly, we ought to be flexing the muscle of the United States and our allies in the region. And this administration ought to be doing what our administration did, and that is making sure that Ukraine has right. the ability to defend its territorial integrity. That's what we did. That's what they should do today.
And if you have the calling to run, does it matter if Mr. Trump does or does not?
You know, for us, it's just we'll go where we're called. But, you know, people that know us well, Jack, know I'm not a long-term planner.
Yeah.
But it's worked out pretty well so far. I'm just somebody, you know, I'm a bit of a football fan and, you know, Colts fan. And, you know, we've met up with the Patriots more than once. And, you know, the Colts are in the fight. And I think you don't look past the playoffs. And right now, everything's on the line in 2022. I would just tell every Jack Heath listener and Good Morning New Hampshire, if you care about the country, if you're as concerned about these issues as I am, if you want to see America return to prosperity and strength, let's put all of our energies and all of our prayers into 2022, and we'll let the future take care of itself.
For Vice President Mike Pence, thank you so much for joining us. Good Morning New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Make it a great day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack.